This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The Union Cabinet approved the launch and implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, modified Udaan, for a period of 10 years from 2026-27 to 2035-36, with a total outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. Briefing media on cabinet decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 100 airports will be developed from unserved airstrips to boost regional connectivity.
Today, a proposal has been approved with an outlay of 28,840 crore rupees. This is for the modified Udaan scheme, essentially Udaan 2.0. Under this, 100 new airports will be developed in a challenge mode. State governments will be given the challenge to decide their priorities regarding where the airports should be built. They will also be responsible for clearing any issues related to land or permissions on a priority basis. Once these are resolved, those airports will be taken up under this project.
Mr. Vaishnav informed that the cabinet also approved a 5-year extension of the immigration visa foreigners registration and tracking scheme from 1st April 2026 till March 2031 with an outlay of 1,800 crore rupees. The cabinet has also approved India's climate plan for 2031-35, enhancing Paris Agreement goals. India has committed to reduce emissions intensity of its GDP by 47% by 2035 from 2005 level. The government yesterday convened an all-party meeting on the West Asia situation at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh chaired the meeting, which was attended by Home Minister Amit Shah, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, JDU Working President Sanjay Jha, Rajiv Ranjan Singh and other leaders. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju thanked members of all parties who participated, stating that all questions and concerns raised by opposition leaders were addressed by the government. He added that all opposition parties have assured their support for the government in the measures it takes in response to the situation. Congress leaders Mukul Vasnik and Tariq Anwar, CPIM MP John Brittas, Samajwadi MP Dharmendra Yadav and other opposition leaders were also present. The government said the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held yesterday. Special Secretary of the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the last 24 hours, 50 Indian seafarers have been repatriated and brought back to India. In Keralam, last date for withdrawing nominations for the assembly elections is today. Meanwhile, the campaign for the assembly elections has intensified following the completion of nomination scrutiny on Tuesday. Election campaigning has also intensified in Puducherry, with prominent leaders stepping up outreach across constituencies. BJP yesterday released another list of 19 candidates for the upcoming West Bengal assembly elections. According to the list, Ratendra Nath Bose has been fielded from Kuch Behar Dakshin assembly constituency. Dr. Sankar Gujarat will contest from Medinipur, Biplab Mandal from Howrah Madhya and Ratnadeep Nath from Panihati assembly constituency. The Enforcement Directorate has provisionally attached properties worth about 1,700 crore rupees in the Mahadev online betting case. In a statement, the Raipur Zonal Office of the ED yesterday said the action was taken under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The agency has attached 18 immovable properties in Dubai and 2 in New Delhi, including luxury villas and apartments in Dubai Hills Estate, Business Bay, SLS Hotel and Residences and Burj Khalifa. The ED stated that the properties belong to Saurabh Chandrakur, a main promoter of the Mahadev bidding application, and are held in the names of his associates. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion of Ram Navami. In a message, President Murmu said that the epic life journey of Lord Ram guides us to follow the path of truth, justice and virtue for a meaningful life. She added that his life motivates us to discharge our duties towards society, while the ideals of his life are the foundation of our culture and we should strive to live by them. In South Asian Football Federation SAFF Under-20 Championship, Indian men's team will begin their campaign, and that is the end of this news bulletin.